Okay, so we're in the middle of a discussion of Rechitza. I think the last thing, we're really ready to move on to Shloshim, but one last point from the Pischei Tshuva Sifka Danala. The question arises, what's the din for Poshrim? We know that there are certain times when Rechitza Bitzonin is mutter, let's say Panav Yad V'Raglav, for a regular person, or Kol Gufo, Takva Lav Ve'Lusav. What's the din by Poshrim? So the Pischei Tshuva says it's aser. When we say tzonin is mutter, it means literally tzonin, without use of fire to heat it up at all. As opposed to, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos, right? If you remember, we talked about this when we talked about earlier this year, we talked about going to the mikvah on Shabbos. We discussed Gzeiras Balanim and the like, and there we saw that one could make the case that poshrim is mutter. And one of the justifications for going to the mikvah on Shabbos was that, well, our mikvahs are poshrim anyway. And then we saw some people push the envelope in terms of what poshrim is, the carbon esanel, it's chamimus harok, so it's 100 degrees is poshrim, and that's one of the justifications. Okay, so let's say you're not going to go that far. But so it's going to be, there's a huge difference between, let's say, taking a cold shower with zero hot water, come in, and taking a warm shower, which is not hot, but, you know, so if you want, if you could just bring this here. So the Pischei Tshuva here is saying, it's aser. Why? I'm not sure. Some type of low plug, that anything heated by the fire is aser. Maybe because we're here, the Indian is to be mitzari yourself. I don't know. It's not clear. However, not everybody agrees to this, this Tiferes L'Moshe. Take a look. And the truth is, even though the Pischei Tshuva brings down Tiferes L'Moshe's ossering, if you look at Tiferes L'Moshe, he's somewhat unsure. He leaves it a little bit as a tzarchia. He has this tzad. Badei Shulchan, though, it's on in the Biurim on Amud Kuf Ayin Zayin, disagrees. He says, no, we always say that when there's an Isser Chamin and a Heter B'tzonin, that means Poshrin is included. As long as it's not Chamin, it's Mutter. How do you define Poshrin? He says, Lashem Ne'adam. We saw that a couple of years ago, we held Chashabbos, Lar Chashulchan, and Simin Shin Chavav Sif Gimel, Sif Kam Gimel, and other Achronim said this idea that we're going to define Poshrin B'Lashem Ne'adam. Even nowadays, I mean, like our, if you say, oh, I took a cold shower, the shower was cold, right? So a lot of times it's poshrin. It's like when too many people are trying to take a shower in Erev Shabbos, and oh my goodness, I just took a freezing shower. Almost always, it's not like there's zero heat, right? It means that it's much colder than I'd like it to be. It's not a hot shower. So that's going to be okay. We don't have to be more machmir here than we are in all other cases. Fine. Okay, so we've been talking about the rechitza during the Shiva. That's Dina Digmara, obviously. But the Ramah brings down a very interesting minhag that we are going to ask a rechitza kol shloshim. Why? Where does this come from? So the Or Zeruah says that the reason why it's aser is because of combing, right? What happens after you take a shower? You comb your hair. And what happens when you comb your hair? You pull out your hair. Combing pulls out hair, also like we saw in Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, we know that, we'll see, there's a gzera of cutting your hair for the shloshim. That's part of the new nevelos of shloshim, tisporas. So since combing is tisporas, and since when you shower, you comb, so the male, you can't shower. Now, there is a machlokes whether or not combing is actually part of the iser tisporas. We know that when it comes to, let's say, a nazir, he can't comb. That's Mishnah. On Hilchos Shabbos, we saw this as a machlokes we showed. We also paskin that you're not allowed to comb because it's going to pull out hair. And therefore, there are some that are also machmir by avelos, as we'll see. That's the view of the Mordechai, for example, later on when we get to Tisporas. However, Rabbi Yeruchim and the Tosfos, other Rishonim, are makel for combing for an avel. Why? Dafka by a nazir. What's the geder of the iser tisporos farnasi, or it's hair removal. So any type of hair removal is going to be aser. So really, you can't call him it's psikresha, you'll pull out some hair. Mashegiv avelos. Avelos, the iser isn't hair removal. The iser is getting a haircut, which is like a form of grooming, right? So the fact that hair comes out, nobody ever gets a haircut by combing, right? And nobody, oh, I'm going to go get a haircut. And then they just comb their hair until enough hairs come out and they look better. That's not tisporas. The iser is tisporas. The iser isn't hair removal. And that's actually the way we paskin. So that's what the Taz says over here. Since we paskin, it's in Simen Shin Tzad Yisivav, that an avel is allowed to comb. So mamela an avel, we can't possibly say that the iser during the shloshim of bathing is out combing, because combing itself is mutter. Okay. So there are any other reasons why you might possibly aser basin for 30 days that is are relevant for us. So the Marshal says it's a different vart. It's because the derech is to get a tispores when you take a shower, right? Like what do you say, a shave and a shower, 2 cents, right? So what's the idea? I guess probably in the olden days, you'd go to the bathhouse to bathe. And the bathhouses were barbers or the like, and they would go ahead and cut your hair. So therefore, you can't bathe because you might get a haircut for 30 days, during the 30 days when there's an iser tisporos. Now, what's the problem with this? Chol Moed. Chol Moed, we know you're not allowed to get a haircut, but we also know you're allowed to bathe. So why is that mutter? If you're going to say that every time you can't get a haircut, you also can't bathe, so it should be also to bathe during Chol Moed. You know, haircuts are bad enough. So the Pesachei Teshuvah, the Marshal, I think, says that the reason is because Rabbi Mid Kriyat Dadei, there in the bathhouse, nobody's allowed to get a haircut on Chol Moed. So we're not worried that you're going to get a haircut. Everybody's going to remind each other. But here we're talking about one person. You're going to go to the bathhouse, everybody else is getting a haircut. And you'll forget, you'll also get a haircut along with everybody else. So that's why it's mutter. Says the Pesachei Teshuvah, according to this, it's going to be mutter on Shabbos Chol Moed for the Avel to bathe. Why? Because we're not worried that he's going to get a haircut in this case, because nobody's getting haircuts. Rabbi Mid Kriyat Dadei, if he tried to get a haircut, everybody would say, you can't get a haircut because it's Chol Moed. And therefore, it should be mutter. Now, they say over from Yitzchak Elchanan, a famous story, that once somebody goes to him and he says, I'm in my shloshim, am I allowed to bathe? So he said, yes. So he said again, but what do you mean? It says in the Ramah, it's aser. So he said, it's mutter. He said, why? He said, I gave you a kula. If you keep on nudging me, I'm going to take it away. So he left. So it's brought down in the biography of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. So how do I know that? So I got a ride today with Rabbi Zilberman. So we were talking about this famous story. So he said he looked it up in the biography. So how do you know about the biography? Because he listened to Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky's biography of, you know, when he does those biographies on Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. So Rabbi Aaron was saying a lot of things in this biography. So he got the idea of looking at the biography. So anyway, it's a Bavusta story, but Michal actually looked it up inside. So
Bavust.
So can we teach a little Yiddish here?
I didn't learn it. I don't know what that meant.
Famous. Oh. So then somebody else was hanging around. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, so why talk is it mutter? So he said very simply, it's Sfira nowadays. So the same Sfira that's going to be Matir it during Chol Moed is Sfira, right? Nobody's going to get, you know, Rabbi Mid Kriyat Dadei, if you try to get a haircut, people would remind you. Oh. So that Sfira already was suggested to Rabbi Shlomo Kluger a little earlier. Shlomo Kluger said he didn't like applying it during Sfira, because some people have the first minute and some people have the second minute. So if you try to get the haircut, so unless it's maybe the overlapping time, like nobody's going to remind you Maybe Rish Lachon is talking about a case where, you know, used to be in Europe, everybody had 1 minute. It's not like nowadays that, like, you know, you switch off each year based off of your wedding schedules. Okay, fine. Now, one could make the following argument. So then the Piskei Tshuva says, well, what about other the emo, right? We know over there that the Isser Tisparas goes past the Shloshim, Achigabo Chaveiro. So maybe the Isser Rechitza, if you think the Isser Rechitza is Zerim Shem Tisparas, should be also then. Fine. So that's one of the kashas on this shot. Akopanim, look, I wrote what you see from this whole analysis, the leniency during Chol HaMoed and Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan's leniency during Sfira, is that this isn't a low plug. And we're only going to apply it when the time is relevant. One could therefore come to the conclusion that it's going to be mutter entirely nowadays, because the time is not true anymore. There's no reason. We don't, they'll say, well, whenever I shower, I shave also. So maybe the time is relevant. As we get, the reason why I was saying the time is irrelevant is because where do I, you know, people get haircuts at the barbers. I've never heard of anyone going to the mikvah getting a haircut at the mikvah. So, and where do we shower? We shower in our bathrooms. There's usually no barbers in our bathroom. So what's the problem? Should be mutter. So if you're going to say it's a low plug, fine. First of all, it's not, you know, low plugs on a minute. It's not clear. But even beyond that, you see from these poskim at the very least, they say Rav Yashiv liked this story with the Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. This is also what Michal told me. And there's a sefer, a very good sefer on Hilchos Aveil is called Rishimos Shiurim, I think. It's written by Rav Ben Zion Cook. And I discovered it because, I don't know much about it, except if you look at Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen Sefer, he's always quoting it. I think that's where he gets most of his sucking from Rav Yashiv from there. Anyway, so I said, Rav Yashiv liked this story about Rav Yitzchak Yochanan. So, but if you're gonna, once you're gonna start saying that there's these types of exceptions, so then I'll say the whole thing should be gone, right? And we'll see in a moment. That's actually what Rabbi Willig says, though others don't agree. Are there any other reasons for this issur? So the Darki Moshe himself has a different svara. He says it's like atu kibos. Not exactly clear what he means. Does he mean exeira to kibus? Akopanim, it's also l'chayra that svara isn't so relevant for us either. So, so now the question is: are there any kulas now?
Why is it svara not relevant?
Well, what is the svara?
I mean,
how do you understand the atu kibus?
Assume exeira to kibus.
Why is there exeira to kibus?
Meaning, if you're washing yourself and cleaning things, it might come to clean up other things as well. Before that, and you come from the Rizaru, it's not just like his own made of Svara, like, so, which is the marker for this then.
Okay, but maybe that was a Svara that was relevant for in those days when these two things are particularly associated. Just like we're saying for the Tisporas idea.
Okay.
In other words, if there is no association anymore, so there isn't. I sense in general that the reason why nobody serves keeps with this reason, even though, like you're saying, in terms of the source, it goes back much earlier, is because nobody understood it, right? So like the Taz later, Achronim and Fresh, nobody started, brought up this kibos business because I think nobody understood. Where does it come from? Why does it make any sense?
Okay.
So that's sort of why this reason you don't see in the later sources. It is interesting, we should point out, you know, that this minag is b'makom kavachabes. In other words, that it's not just during the week. Anyway, so how do we paskin? So the Rama paskins like, says, kol rechitza, kol shloshim is also mitam minag. Take a look at the Shach, Sif Katan Aleph. So he changes the gears in the Rama. He says, you shouldn't be goreis kol rechitza kol shloshim, because vadai rechitza betzonein is mutter. So now the question is, what does the Shach mean? So when I first read the Shach, I thought what he meant was that you're allowed to shower in Tzonim for Shloshim. And now, there's this Chumash in the Ramah of Rechitza for Shloshim is only said for Chamin. A cold shower is Mutter. And that's the way the Eliyahu Rabbah understood as well. If you look at Ruki Vager over here, he says, no, really what he means is Panav Yadav Raglav. Now, what do you mean? Of course, that's water even during Shiva. So the Peshat is like this. The Shach was trying to answer Akasha. When you read the Ramah literally, it sounds like Kol Rechitza Kol Shloshim. You can't even do Panav Yadav Raglav Tzomni. And the Shach says, that's obviously wrong, because then it would come out that the Din Shloshim is more Chamer than the Din Shiva. That's absurd. So he's saying, oh, let's change the girsa. And that would explain why the Shach thought this was Pashat, right? He writes, it's Pashat, that that's Mutter. Right. Well, if you thought that it means Kol Gufo, so it's a Chiddush, because how does he know? So, okay, you could say, I mean, the idea that we'd be more Makil during Shloshim than during Shiva is illogical. I don't object. But why is it obvious? The Shach seems to say, oh, this is Pashat. Why is it Pashat? It's Pashat because it can't be that Shloshim is more Chomer than Shiva. And therefore, if that's true, then we're not gaining anything from this Shach. So the Yachronim, as I said, they debate this question. But I think the Ruki Ve'eger, also the Dogma Vava, seems to learn that way. They're the easier read of the Shach, though we will see there are some contemporary Svarim who say adopt the lenient reading of the Shach, like the Eliyahu Rabbah, and are makel based off of that. Fine. So what does this mean, Lemaisa? So looking at the more contemporary Svarim, one of the Svarim, a good bridge from sort of the page of the Shulchan Aruch to nowadays Aruch HaShulchan. So what does he say? Sefei, davar pashat demisheinu bekav habriya, af sheinu chola, ela shelachazik v'yusor tzarch ambati shelchanin sheyesh lahatim tok shloshim. Kim sheinu medina, ein lasak sheinu gel v'yuso. Lo tok shivaser, elin kein, harofe tziva lasos lo kein, afal bishu chola shem bosar kanat, v'malkom choli lo gazru, k'mo amir la'akom, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you want to take a hot shower or bath during the Shiva, you need a doctor's note. But for Shloshim, we're more makel, just mitzad minag. So if you want to take a, if you feel like you need to do this for your health, then it is mutter. So what does that mean? So, not clear. I mean, he's not saying that the whole thing is gone, but he does say, if you're not, I don't exactly know how to define kav habriya, chazek briuso, but at the very least, what we do see is that because it's a minhag, we're more mako. Okay, so everybody, it certainly would be incorrect for an avel tov shloshim nowadays to go pleasure swimming. Even though you could say that the reasons aren't so applicable there, unless they had barbers at the swimming pool also. But maybe we could be makel. And one way to say it, the way I think is the most mistaber way to say it, is to go back to our discussion in the previous year. If you remember, one Monday we argued that really, Medina de Gemara, you could argue that most of the time when we take a shower, it's actually mutter, even during Shiva. Why? I don't take a shower latinug. I take a shower because for practical purposes, that's why I take a shower. And therefore, really, it should be mutter during Shiva, because the only thing that's aser Medina is rechitza shel tainug. Except we have a minug to be machmir. And the only time we really makel during Shiva is if it's, like we said, it's Tsar Gadol, or you have a doctor's note, according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's a clear-cut case. You'd feel very sick. Okay, even Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, you're allowed to bathe during the Shiva. But you need more extreme discomfort. For a normal person, they should not take a shower during the Shiva. And that, we argued, is based more of a minug from the Gaonim, and we had that diuk from the Ramban and the minug of being mako before the Suda Savra and support of that concept. So though we're machmir during Shiva, we're mako during Shloshim, same as sort of what we are during the 9 days. During the 9 days, we treat it like Shloshim, if you hold it that far to the Rav. Now, the Rav himself is quoted as saying, well, there's no din of rechitza for Shloshim anymore, and therefore there's no din of rechitza for the 9 days anymore. Rav was very into that equation, which relates to a general question of how you look at minhagim and the degree to which minhagim have to sort of correlate to halachic concepts. But I'll call upon him. I think that's, you could argue that, okay, during Shloshim, a person shouldn't shower latinug. But anytime you're not showering latinug, you're just showering because otherwise you're dirty or smelly or whatever, that's going to be mutter. So go in, go out, do your business and be finished. And don't do it latinug. Other poskim are mako for similar types of reasoning. Some poskim say, like we're all anistinus nowadays, lagabe shloshim, right? So therefore it's mutter. Rabbi Willig, as I mentioned, gives a different svar that if we go back to all the reasons for the extension of rechitza to shloshim, none of them are relevant nowadays. So that's why it should be mutter. Some are matir based off of the shach. Eli Rab is reading of the shach, like I said. The difficulty there is, first of all, it only permits tzonein. Then, okay, then we'll say tzonein also includes, not like the Tferes L'moshe, so tzonein means tzonein b'dei Adam. So I think that, there probably are some people that are Mamish Machmir, L'maisa, but I think, and certainly in our Olam, we're Mako, but what would that mean? Again, I think you do what you need to do, so you're not dirty or smelly or the like, not more. But that might be regular bathing. There is, we saw before Avelos, are you allowed to bathe? Meaning before Kfura. That was Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Some of the poskim say that if a person feels like they really do need to bathe, it would be better to do before the Kfura than afterwards, because then at least you have the Rambam to be Samech on. So you could also argue that then there's an Issur D'oraisa according to the Ramban, depending on if it's Yom Yizkor Yom Kfura. So it's not so clear. Okay, so next we turn to Sicha. What is Sicha and why isn't my computer working? Okay, so how do we know there's an Issur Sicha? So Adrav, we actually saw that's the source for the Issur Rechitza. And here's actually where the concept of it only being Asur, but when it's Machvas Taino, comes from. It's Gemara Taino stuff, you'd give on the base, that the Issur Sicha is only when it's Latainog. Lavi Azulama is Mutter, and Refu is Mutter. The example also from the Gemara is called Sheyesh Lo Chatatin Berosho is Mutter. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Taf Kuf Nun Dalet, he writes, that Boris is also considered Sicha. It's using soap. But therefore, it's going to also be Mutter L'Havir Azu'ama. And we'd say the same thing on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur as well, really. We saw the Gra says that they're fundamentally the same din, except that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Machmas HaTainis, we're not Mekel for Paniyat V'Raglav. But let's say a person... they go to the bathroom and they want to use soap after they went to the bathroom for hygienic purposes. So even though it's true that using soap is sicha, but that's lahavir azuama, even if you don't see the zuama, but if you feel like that's the healthy thing to do, to wash off your hands with soap after going to the bathroom, so then that's what one may do. Okay. When is using soap aser? When you use soap, that's, not lahavir azuma. We don't really have that so much. Scented soaps and other things like that. Fine. Now, there's actually interesting discussion, though. I don't think we'll get into it so much, but a very important shayla. Let's talk about deodorant. So deodorant, so it is usser. Fundamentally, you know, you spraying something on your body is usser al tzicha. But we saw that lavir zum is okay. So deodorant is okay. Why? Deodor, right? That's manash, that's lashem. Lahavir azum at deodor. Rabbi Willig always points out the Avel Shadafka use deodorant, since Rabbi Willig is pretty machmir about bathing, showering during Shiva. Unlike other poskim, like the Badia Shulchan, who's a little more lenient, the Badia Shulchan says, you know, if you're more than the usual sweaty and this, you know, let's say more minor discomfort, the Badia Shulchan, it sounds like he's more no talako for showers, like we said, Rabbi Willig is machmir, only tzar gadol. So that being the case, so Dafka, you should make sure you use deodorant. Because that's lahavir azuama. There's a shaila about Tisha B'Av using deodorant. Why is that a shaila? It's very interesting because we find that by Yom Kippur we're machmir lahavir azuama. By other taniyos, we say like by Avelos that it's mutter lahavir azuama, and the shaila is which one is Tisha B'Av like? Is Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur, where we're machmir, that's in Siman Tafresh Yudalid, or is Tisha B'Av like other Taniyos and Avelos, which is Mutter, right? So what are the Tzadim? On the one hand, we know Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, that Panav Yad V'Raglav is Aser. That's not true for other Taniyos, and it's not like Avelos. On the other hand, maybe we will say that, no, it's Dafka Yom Kippur. So this is Machlokas. The Mate Yehuda, quoted by the Bir Halacha, says that it's aser to use deodorant on Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur. The Bir Halacha, and this is really the Pashtos of the Gra based off of the Yerushalmi, are Makel. Only on Yom Kippur are we Machmir, and not on Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur, what does it say? It says, aser lasuch afilu miktas gufa afilu eino el avir zuama. Right, so Yom Kippur we're machmir for lavir zuma, we're still makel for chola. And if you look at the Gra over there, he quotes Yom Kippur ben sicha shu latainug ben sicha she'enel shal tainug aser. Betisha b'av tainus tibor sicha shishal tainug aser she'enel shal tainug mutter. So the Gra is very clearly makel. Even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's mutter, the Graz Mekel. But like I said, why are the Achronim that are Machmir and Ashayla, where do they come from? Because the Gemara Masachim Nundal and Mabes that says Ein Beit Tisha B'Av Liyom Kippurim Elish is Esveiko Aser v'Esveiko Mutter. In other words, when it comes to certain times about the doubts about the timing of the timeless, then we're Machmir for Yom Kippur, Mekel and Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, everything is the same. That's why. Even washing your hands is aser on Tisha B'Av, and therefore l'chora sicha l'avir azuama should be aser. So what do we do? So the Velt is mekel because the Bir Halacha seems to be mekel, the Graz mekel. This comes up every year. Everybody wants to know could you use the deodorant on Tisha B'Av. The Velt is mekel. Rabbi Willig is not sure that that's right. You could be docha the raya from Tzachim, but it's not a clear dechia, and therefore. It's not pashut to be makel. I think Rabbi Willig, like he doesn't tell people they have to be machmir, but I don't think he's so convinced that it's mutter. Now, what about perfume? So perfume is aser, right? That's sicha. Remember, sometimes people get confused. They think of it as like Shabbos. So Shabbos, you like putting on creams is aser because mimareach. Okay, so perfume is not an issue of sicha on Shabbos. To get at to you know the issue of being molded reich bebegadim type shailas, but there's no sicha issue in terms of that. But here it's aser. Anytime you put I guess liquid on your skin, that is aser. So you can't put on perfume. Somebody once asked me, I think they were asking about Tisha B'Av. They were assuming that deodorant is okay. They wanted to know if they could use Axe. What Axe is?
It's
a type of deodorant, but they were saying this is very common that people want to like smell a certain way. Now, it's not just like deodorant, it's more like perfume. It's also deodorant. It's also antiperspirant. and it's also perfume all in one.
Doesn't every deodorant like that?
What?
Doesn't every deodorant have a smell?
So it does, but the argument they were making was like this. That has a smell. What's the goal of the smell?
Damascus.
Lahavir ha-zuama. Right. Right. So, yeah, of course it has a smell, but what's the purpose of the smell? It's not like I want to smell like this. I want to get rid of the body odor. And the way I'm going to get rid of the body odor is by doing an alternative odor that doesn't smell so bad. But they were tining that people choose certain types of deodorants like Axe because they want to smell like this. In other words, it's much more like cologne or perfume. They want a dafka of a certain smell. So I don't know. Maybe if that's true, it would be Asar. Okay. What about Anida? So first we'll talk about Tevila, then we'll talk about Hachana for Hefzik Tara. So see, we never quite left Nida yet. So first we have the Shaila of Tevila Bizmana. So we discussed this earlier. The Gemara Yuma, Hainis, Nida all say that according to the Tanakama, that Tevila Bizmana mitzvah, and therefore all Chayvei Tevilos are Tov Lo, B'Tishba, B'Yom Kippur, and Kol Shekein, B'Mei Avelos. And Rios Rehuda, Tefillah is Banalav Mitzvah, so therefore you can't do Tefillah on Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, Avelos. Sadu Paskin, so the Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is Asur, Tosfos in the name of the Rach says, we Paskin Tefillah is Banalav Mitzvah, so you can do Tefillah on Yom Kippur. Reinu Tam, Sefer Yashar, says Tefillah is Banalav Mitzvah. Rambam, the Tur, say that therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't be Tovales during Avelos. Though there is a Tosfos in Beitza, Yud Ches in Beitza, that thinks maybe even if you hold Lav Mitzvah, it's still Mutter Litvah. Al Kopanim, the Ri says in Tosfos that no, nowadays this whole discussion is irrelevant. Why? Because Tefillah B'Zman Mitzvah means when you go to the Mikvah B'Zmana. And nowadays nobody goes to the Mitzvah B'Zman. Why? Because we wait Shavu Nekiyam anyway. We don't really need to wait Shavu Nekiyam. And especially for us, we had all these days, all these Chumras. So therefore, practically speaking, it's Asur during Avelos. And that's the way we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch over here says, Nida Shizman Tefilas Mimei Avila, Eina Toveles. Ah. Now, we saw when we learned Hilchos Nida that even if we paskin, if there's no, the concept of Tefilas Mana Mitzvah is not relevant anymore, there's a different mitzvah. And a woman should always go to the mikvah as soon as she can. And that's because the mitzvah of Ona and the like, mitzvah Peruvu, Ona, et cetera, et cetera. However, obviously that's also not relevant during Avelos, because anyway you can't have Tashma Shamita. And therefore, a woman does not go to the mikvah until after the Avelos is over. Okay, Adkan Pashat. So now the Shaila is, what about bathing or washing in order to be able to start Shavu Nekiyam? So as you recall, we saw that there's a recommendation cited in the Shulchan Aruch that a woman should wash herself before starting Shavu Nekiyam. What was the reason for this? There's a couple of reasons. Not to be too megal and not to be too machmir, meaning to say it's likely that there might be some type of residual dam from when she was menstruating. And during the Shavu Nekiyam, you would find that. So you'd be unnecessarily machmir, or maybe you'd be tola on that, in which case you'd be unnecessarily mako. And therefore, a woman should wash herself before starting Shavu Nekiyam. So what about during Avelos? So the basis it says over here, that at least she should be able to be rochetzes oso makom before beginning Shavu Nekiyam. It says, Elisha Tishanek Tzas. And the Shinui is, the Shach explains, that she only does oso makom. Taz doesn't seem to sound that way. But that's what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, she could, and presumably should, wash oso makom. Now, even though it's true, we said before that you're only allowed to bathe when it's Tzar Gadol, and not everybody's accepted, believed to say they're an istinus. So it's not really akasha for many reasons. First of all, this isn't a rechitza shel tainug. This is just a practical rechitza in order to allow her to go to the mikvah. Bebakul mitzvah lo gazru. We could also say that this is lahavir ha-lichluch, because that's the whole point. Why is she washing bosu makom? So if there's lichluch there, if there's blood there, she could get rid of it. So it'd be mutter for that reason also. Also what we considered before, which is maybe, anyway, this is bechla panirat of raglav, because when we say panirat of raglav is mutter, we don't mean dafka panirat of raglav, but we just mean not kol gufo. So mixes gufo. So that would be okay. Else that. So we have a lot of reasons why we could understand the position of Eish Yosef that this is mutter. However, the Rama seems to be machmir. And he says a very interesting thing. He says, kol shekein, that we're going to be machmir. Now, if we're machmir for tefillah, kol shekein, we should be machmir over here. What's the kol shekein? So maybe what he means is that it's a kol shekein because, well, first of all, we have to figure out what actually does he mean. So Rama says it's aser. So is the Rama saying, and therefore you shouldn't wait to start Shiva Nikiyim? In other words, A, she shouldn't clean herself, and B, she shouldn't even start Shiva Nikiyim. That could be what he means. But the Taz asks if that's what he means, it doesn't make any sense because Rechitza is in Ma'akev. She can start Shiva Nikiyim without doing this Rechitza. So there's no reason why you would wait for Shiva Nikiyim. Okay. You know, she might unnecessarily strike out if she doesn't wash herself first. But why wouldn't you start Shiva Nikiyim? That's the Taz's question. Now, it could be the answer is the Rama didn't mean to say that you shouldn't start Shiva Nikiyim. He says you shouldn't wash yourself. And so start Shiva Nikiyim without the Rechitza. That could be what he means. That would address the Taz's question. The Masa Ben Yamin, though, is more makel. He disagrees with the Rama. Masa Ben Yamin says that why shouldn't you bathe, or at least wash oso makom? This is not Rechitza Shel Tainug. It's just to be machshir the tefillah after Shiva Nikiyim. And therefore, the Taz writes, L'maisa, you could be makel. It's better, though, to only wash panash almata, only oso makom. Though it sounds like it's not even, you know, the mekilim would even be mekel kol gufo, but the Taz says at least she should do that. The Shach is more noted to the Rama, though it sounds like he also thinks it's mutter to count Shiva Nikiyim, just she shouldn't wash beforehand. What's the pshat in the kol shekein? So the Shach explains the pshat in the kol shekein is like this. There are those who say that tefillah is mana mitzvah, and maybe even nowadays, and if we're going to say that b'makom mitzvah, we don't allow her to go to the mikvah, so kol shekein, we're not going to allow her to wash prior to Shiva Nikiyim, which isn't even ma'akev. That's the kol shekein. That's a funny kol shekein, because we don't pass it like that shita, right? It's a kol shekein from a shita that's not accepted at all. And also, you know, Adirabi, you could say this is a mitzvah because this is going to be what allows her to go to the mikvah as soon as the avelus is over. I don't know. Maybe he thinks that the pshat in there was a shita we saw that tefillah is not a mitzvah means going to the mikvah at the first possible moment, even despite the fact that you have to do Shiva Nikiyim. And we might sort of hold like that shita, and so he's saying, still, despite that shita, we say she should wait till she shouldn't go to the mikvah during Shiva Nikiyim, and therefore kol shekein, she shouldn't do this unnecessary bathing or whatever. Yes.
Maybe he thinks the Mishmos of the Shach is like that he holds other Ramah, or he holds the Masa. He quotes Masa B'Yamin at the end of it, and it doesn't really
right. About it. Oh, you mean what's his bottom line? You're saying that from the fact it's true he defends the Ramah, but then afterwards, since he quotes the Masa Ben Yamin, in the end of the day, he is Mekel. I don't remember reading the Shach that way, but let me look back. I hear what you're saying. Let's read the Shach. So again, Ram Shach Sifkan Gimel Bekol Shekein Shein Rochetzes Kolomar Kevan De Tefila De Ika Laman De Amar Tefila Bizman Mitzvah. There is such a shita. Maybe Again, like we said, it's the shita that says going at the first moment is the mitzvah. Asura, and that's asur. So kol shekain lechitza lo bosh levanim is going to be asur. Fine. So he defends this Rama. But then he writes, which was Masbin Yamin, chalak al Rav, de daf gatvila kaimalan de asur kevin shenul torah. Of lechitza lo bon ikat sorech mitzvah. Hilkach ben b'tishabav, ben b'shivas yimei avla, til bash v'tatziya kedarka, okay, maybe you're right. In other words, you're saying that he defends the Rama, but in the end of the day, maybe he is l'halach l'maisa meiko, just because he gives the Nas B'Yam in the last word. Okay, hear that. Okay. Sif Vav. So here we have two major extensions of this din, which are very, very relevant. Lamaisa, the extension to makeup and the extension to jewelry, which we need to discuss. And we need to discuss them both with respect to Shiva and Shloshim. So the Ramban, based on the Gemara Tainus, Yudhu Obeis, and the Gemara Moed Katan, Chavim Beis, and this is a second Shulchan Aruch as well, says, Isha lo tichov lo tefarkes bimei avla, shekol elu asurim kirechitza. But take a look at the Shach, he says, they're more chamor than rechitza. Why? What's the pshat? Shefakad and dal in the Shach, shekol into rechitza, but kaf kitzarach lomar, mi l'inyan zeh chamor mi rechitza, shasar ar hashiva. Right? Because who's saying this? The Mechaber. And we know the Mechaber doesn't hold this funny idea that you can't do rechitza kol shiva. And yet the Mechaber over here says that it's fundamentally usher for Shloshim. Okay, we're going to have certain leniencies for certain categories of people to be Mekel Achar Shiva. But fundamentally, it's a din that's usher called Shloshim. So when we say it's Kirechitza, but more Chamor than Rechitza. So the problem is, if the whole source of this is Rechitza, how could it be more Chamor than Rechitza, right? Maybe if you learn like the Ramah, it's not that bad, because at least we have some type of rechitza for Shloshim Yom. But for the Mechaber, how could that be? So I think part of the confusion comes from the fact that there are two sources here that are sort of being combined into one. The Tur brings from the Ramban, and then afterwards from the Rush. The Ramban sounds like it's kirechitza, and there's no evidence that it's going to apply past the Shiva. The Rush sounds like it's some type of Isser that's not, he doesn't say it's Kerechitza, that goes even beyond the Shiva. So I think maybe he thinks it has nothing to do with Rechitza. And it's a din. We have to figure out which din it's part of, but it's one of the Shloshim restrictions. And therefore it apply even after Shiva. Now, the problem, though, is we still have to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch says it's Kerechitza, but he also says it's for Shloshim. So how do we understand that? It doesn't seem to make much sense. So maybe the answer is that really Rechitza should have lasted more than Shiva, even according to Mechaber. Except we're Mekel because that's too hard. One raya for this is the din that we had in Sif Dalet of Tachlu Avelov. So we say over there that if you had one Avelos after another, such that your Shiva is going to be more than Shiva, so you're allowed to bathe, at least Pitonian. So what's that about? It's too hard. Shiva's hard enough. So, but this, okay, makeup, you can manage for more than Shiva. And therefore, even though it's Kirechitza, it comes out more chamor than Rechitza, because really Rechitza Batzim should have been for the Shloshim. Maybe. Akopanim, so that's, she shouldn't, I mean, it says lo tichov lo tefarkes. I assume that means all makeup. Bimei Avla. And we're going to see an extension, possible extension to Liskashet a little bit in a moment. So what is the pshat that it's like Rechitza? So maybe the pshat is that the Gader Ha'iser is grooming or beautification or the like. That might be similar to the idea that Rechitza is Bechlal Sicha. Right? In other words, again, like we said at the beginning, the pasuk doesn't say anything about mechitza. The pasuk says lo tasuchi shemen. So from where do we get from lo tasuchi shemen to a din of mechitza? The answer is that it's really about grooming or beautification or something like that. And therefore, other forms of grooming and beautification that are similar in that sense, like makeup, would be aser as well. And then we could say, maybe, especially if you hold that it's, you know, going back to the Rosh and the like, it's not like rechitza. It applies all shloshim, and then this won't work in Mechaber, but in that, some of the Rishonim, you could say the pshat is that really, you know, during Shiva, what they said was even basic upkeep is aser. So you can't even do rechitza. During shloshim, upkeep is okay, so you're allowed to bathe, but beautification is aser, like tisporets and giyutz and the like. And therefore, these types of things are more similar to beautification. It's more similar conceptually to giyutz and tisporets than it is to rechitza. Oh. Now, and you could add, you know, if you think that the rechitza is just, especially if we're going to go back to rechitza and say, like, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch Tzaltz rechitza, I think you have to add something, because rechitza we saw is be'etzem only aser al tainug. And these aren't tainug, unless we're going to say that there's two things. There's iser tainug. There's rechitza's aser al tainug and also al beautification, maybe. A lot, you know, sort of more hashkafically, I saw both in Rav Hirsch and the Rav, that they, in explaining these types of nihuge avelos, they say the idea behind them is that an avel is supposed to stop caring about his appearances when they realize how transient life is, and it's part of the tshuva process of avelos, which we've seen before, and part of that process is to sort of like temporarily forget havle olam hazeh, which are the types of things that make a person put on makeup or the like. And now,
covered mirrors.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's the idea. Again, from the Rishonim, you don't get the impression that that's the pshat, because they say it's Aser al tainug or the like, but maybe that's the idea. So if you look at the article, Hilchos Avelos book, it says during the first 30 days, women can't use eyeshadow or face powder. I assume they're just literally translating it, but it applies to all makeups, so I don't know. But we have certain exceptions. So the first exception is married women, and married women are allowed to be makel after the Shiva. And then we have a even further kula, which is a kala, someone who's been married, just got married within 30 days, or someone who's a bogares, which basically means someone looking for a shidduch or a parsha shidduchim, they could be makel even during the shiva. And the Divrei Sofrim Tzadi Aleph says that's even netila sayar, that's aser mishum tisporas. Hashenkin eshesish. Eshesish, they were matir after shiva kichol pirkus, not more, right? The kula for the eshesish is shalotis navla baila, but the kula for the kala and the bogares is even more kal. And that's from the Gemara, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara Tainus says bogares is mutter bekichol pirkus even toch shiva, because again, she's omedes li nase. It's sort of interesting, by the way. This isn't a kasha, but it's sort of a ha'ara, which is, at least Bismana Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, the whole iser of putting on makeup is only for 6 months of a woman's life. Because when she's a katana, there's no avelos. When she's 12 and a half, it's mutter alts bogeres. So it's, you know, for the 6 months. But okay, no. I think probably nowadays we would say that bogeres doesn't mean 12 and a half. It means when you're thinking about shidduchim, whatever age that is, or you think it's going to stare your shidduchim prospects, fine. By bogares, it sounds like we're mati or kol gufa betzonein, though if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer, Pischei Tshuva Dalet, he thinks it's a tau sofer. It's not so clear it's a tau sofer, Ein Ruki Veger and the like. Many poskim are not machalik. And the Shulchan Aruch is quoted by the Chachmas Adam Kipshuto, not like those achronim. Fine. Good. So that's in terms of jewelry, right? I mean, in terms of makeup. What about jewelry? So the Gemara in Ksubos, Daf Dalet, says, Ein monin tachshitin minakala kol shloshim yom. What does that mean? Rashi says, kol shloshim yom means shloshim yimei avelos. So what's it saying? According to Rashi, there's an issur of wearing jewelry or tachshitin. For now, we'll assume tachshitin or jewelry. We will see momentarily that that might not be correct. But let's say for Rashi, so you're not allowed to wear jewelry for the entire shloshim, with the exception of a kala. The Rush says that's not what it means. You know, shloshim doesn't mean the nihuge avelos of shloshim. Shloshim means the shloshim of the yimei kala, not shloshim avelos, but shloshim yimei kala, the first 30 days after her wedding. So then it's saying that a bride, during the first 30 days after her wedding, she could wear jewelry even during the shiva, actually. I mean, we accept, or the Torah quotes the Rush over here, right? Kala shira la avel toch shloshim lechupasa, not like Rashi, mutares leskashit afilu toch shiva. Fine. So what's included in this iser tachshit? So the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelak Yud Aleph, Simish Ben Gimel says it's jewelry, like a rings. He says a simple wedding ring is okay. I think that's what he means. Ravid has a hav. But otherwise, you can't wear jewelry. Quotes the Sefer Ruach Chaim, Shin Samech Aleph, Sifkatan Gimel, that there's even a remez to this in the Torah, because it says, Visavlu velo shasu ish edyo alav. So we see that jewelry is a sign of avelos. So if we follow these views, so it's going to be the same thing as what we said before for makeup. What does that mean? An unmarried woman should not wear jewelry at all for shloshim. A married woman may wear her regular weekday jewelry after the shiva. And a bride, now why regular weekday jewelry? Shelo tisgana albaila. But for that, you don't need fancy jewelry. And a bride, meaning to say someone within 30 days of her wedding or someone seeking a shidduch, could wear jewelry even during the shiva. So the same thing as we said for makeup. Rabbi Willig disagrees. He says there's no issur at all to wear jewelry. What about tachshitin? Look at the source in the Mordechai. It's talking about like plucking your hair or something like that. It's nothing to do with jewelry. Tachshitin doesn't always mean jewelry. It's adornment, lav dafka jewelry. And therefore, it's clear, since the source is, it's talking about like this type of hair removal, it's mutter, there's no reason to expand, there's no minag, it's mutter for someone in Avelos, even toch shiva, to wear their jewelry. This whole thing doesn't exist.
There's no minag for such a man?
No minag! Where's the minag? Tzitz Eliezer! All the contemporary books for Sichel Bonim Kol, he made up the minag. Okay, fine. We will stop here. Let's do, if we could go, because this will be a little quick, let's do Simon Shin Pei Base also.